The answer to this week's track was of course, Simple Minds and Waterfront. And as we're a little bit behind schedule, we're going to go straight to the Soppy Softies at 7. One from the 70s, one from the 80s, and one from the 90s.
She asked about you. I didn't quite know.
FM. This week's Soppy Softies at 7, kicking us off, was Anne Peebles, and the record was Trouble, Heartaches and Sadness. Do you know, I actually don't know very much about that song at all, other than it's just a beautiful tune, isn't it? It was from her 1971 album, Straight From The Heart, and I don't think it was released as a single in the UK. Then we heard Sheena Easton and Almost Over You. That was released in 1983, but it didn't get anywhere near the top 40. It peaked at number 89. Over in the US, though, it did get to number 25, and this was before she worked with Prince, which I think is a collaboration that no one really saw coming, did we? And then finally, we heard PM Dawn and Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. That one was the number 3 hit in 1991, and it is by far their biggest hit. And, of course, it samples True by Spandau Ballet. Quite heavily. Okay, if you're a regular listener, you'll know what's coming next.
And now for something completely different.
Hello.
There we are. That was Soundgarden and Pretty News. That's a number 14 hit from 1996. It was written by lead singer Chris Cornell. You know, they never really managed a top 10 hit in the UK, Soundgarden. Okay, you're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Mandy Cullen. I'm going to be keeping you company until 8 o'clock when I hand over the reins to the nicest guy in radio. It is, of course, Andy Furno and his Boogie Nights. He's going to be bringing you some absolute belters of songs, so you don't need to go anywhere. He's got your Saturday night all sorted for you. But now we're going to do this.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
It is indeed. Okay. This is where we give you three clues to a famous artist, and you have to figure out who it is. I'm going to give you the first clue for 100 points, then a little bit later on I'll give you the second clue for 50 points, and the final clue is for 10 points, because by then we've kind of given it away, really. So, this week's clue for 100 points. This week's teaser is actually a dame, and she was born in Cambridge. And for 100 points, that's all I'm going to give you for now. I'll give you the next clue after this.
Yeah.
That was Discotech, and that was U2's 24th single release. How about that, eh? It's also the third of their 7 number one hits, and it also got to number one in Finland, Italy, New Zealand, Norway, and unsurprisingly in their native island. It's taken from their album Pop. Okay, let's do clue number two.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, so for 100 points, the question was, or the clue was, this week's teaser is actually a dame, and she was born in Cambridge. And I have to say, hats off to Perm, listening in Earlsdon in Coventry, and also to my mum, who's both got it for 100 points. So well done to you two. Now, for 50 points, this is a little bit easier. She's also known as an actress, as well as a singer, and she had her first top 10 in 1971. Her big movie role, though, came 7 years later. Any ideas who it could be? I'll give you clue number three after Autobox. Ultravox, and the record is Slow Motion, and that's the one they released after Vienna. It just missed out on the top 30, though. It peaked at number 33 in 1981, and legend has it that the song inspired Gary Numan, who has been quoted as saying, "I was just trying to be as good as Ultravox." Right, time for the final clue.
Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, quick recap then. For 100 points, this week's teaser is actually a dame and she was born in Cambridge. For 50 points, she's known as an actress as well as a singer and she had her first top 10 in 1971. Her big movie role, though, came 7 years later. Okay, here's clue number 3 for 10 points, because I'm kind of giving it away, really. She's had hits with Cliff Richard, ELO and John Travolta. I wonder who it could be. We're going to do the birthday bonanza. 3 records back-to-back artists celebrating their birthday this weekend, and then we'll reveal the answer.
Zampi Behrman for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far. Yeah.
tune into the Sunday Sessions on Phoenix FM every Sunday morning, 10 till 12, with me, Kevlar. I'll be bringing you tracks from local artists. Most of those tracks are recorded down at our open mic, which takes place every Monday at 8pm at the Essex Arms in Brentwood, right next door to Brentwood Station. Come along and just watch, or if you're a singer or songwriter, come along and sing us a song.
Sing, sing, sing.
Songs back to back, all by artists celebrating their birthday this weekend. First of all, we heard ABBA and Gimme Gimme Gimme, and in brackets, A Man After Midnight. Played that because it's Agnetha's birthday yesterday, so happy birthday for yesterday. Then we heard Hall & Oates and Rich Gill, and it's because John Oates' birthday is tomorrow, so happy birthday for tomorrow, John Oates. And then finally, we heard The Beat and Mirror in the Bathroom. Who doesn't love a bit of ska, eh? The Beat and Mirror in the Bathroom, and we played that because it would have been drummer Everett Morton's birthday yesterday, so a happy heavenly birthday to Everett Morton. And if you're celebrating your birthday this weekend, then a very happy birthday to you too. But now it's time for the answer.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, for 100 points, the clue was this week's teaser is actually a dame and she was born in Cambridge. Clue number two for 50 points was she's also known as an actress as well as a singer and had her first top 10 in 1971. Her big break in the movies came 7 years later. And finally, 10 points, we said she's had hits with Cliff Richard, ELO and John Travolta. It's, of course, Olivia Newton-John, and this is Physical. congratulations if you got it. Answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser was, of course, Olivia Newton-John, and that was Physical, a number seven hit from 1981, the title track from her album. Go back to the 90s now.
It's liquor, sand, cigarettes. And scraps at the end of the day, when it's given the rest. With long black hair, all these nights are making such a mess of the bed. Oh, you never ever want to go home. And you want to, so you may as well hang around for a while. Call your dad on the phone.
He changed his mind last Monday, so you gotta leave by Sunday, yeah. Friends kissing in public. What a hater.
chosen. The song makes you feel worse anyway.
Oh. He changed his mind last Monday, so you gotta leave by Sunday.
Yeah.
songs there, back to back. A bit of a first and a last, really. We heard Pulp. And that was their first release, their debut single in 1993, written by lead singer Jarvis Cocker. And then we heard Madness and Waiting for the Ghost Train, Waiting for the Train That Never Comes. I think we've all experienced a commute like that, haven't we? That was their last single, released in 1986. That was, of course, before they went to reform again in the 1990s. Okay, we are rapidly running out of time, but I think we can squeeze one more in before we say so long with a long song, can't we? Duran Duran and Sirius. That was their 22nd single release, but it was the first to miss out on the top 40. It peaked at number 48 in 1990. And you know what? That is just about it from me. It's now time for us to say so long with the long song. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in and listening. This week's long song is by Rush and it's Ghost of a Chance. It comes in at 5 minutes and 2 seconds. 5 minutes and 2 seconds, and it's from their 1991 album, which is Roll the Bones. Um, Let's get straight to it, shall we? Andy Furnow is up next with his brilliant Boogie Nights. So please do stay tuned for that. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and please stay safe.
Like a million little doorways, all the choices we made, all the stages we passed through, all the roles we played. For so many different directions, my separate paths might help turn.
I believe there's a ghost of a chance.